title, Unlock Details ISO 27001 Certification Process 101 Body Content, looking at the ever-growing concern for organizational data security management. Companies, regardless of their size, are opting for the ISO 27001 certification. More than 55% of companies in Australia come across cyberbullying, phishing, social engineering, and many other problems. Implementing a strategic shield that will help you detect data security threats and take precautions to prevent any impact is more than just a necessity. The ISO certification will help companies obtain holistic support and guidance for preventing serious threat counts. This global information security management accreditation allows companies to receive international recognition, which in turn strengthens your brand. The ISO 27001 certification process involves several steps that organizations need to follow to achieve and maintain this certification for their Information Security Management System, ISMS. The ISO 27001 is an international standard that outlines best practices for establishing, implementing, maintaining, and continually improving ISMS. The fundamental responsibility of this certification is to enable companies to meet all criteria for maintaining confidentiality of their sensitive data. This multi-step procedure might seem exhausting for beginners. However, with professional help and knowledge about these assessments and the implementation process, the entire process can be hassle-free and meet all time constraints. The following blog emphasizes the steps and will list the vital aspect each measurement requires. If your company does not have a management system to protect data security in place, then the following outline might be helpful to you for establishing one. An overview of the ISO 27001 certification process 1. The initiation round. The preliminary step in initiating management support come from their commitment, dedication, and proactive support. With proper leadership in place, you can define the fundamental scope for obtaining this certification. The management team must determine all possible boundaries and all potential possibilities within this operational system. 2. Detecting gaps in your present information security system. Gap analysis is a crucial step in the entire accreditation journey. It determines the difference between your present system and the information safety objectives your company has in place. To optimize best practices, a gap analysis needs to be conducted to help calculate the number of modifications your system requires. According to these findings, the management team will need to implement all necessary strategies and resources to fill in these gaps. 3. Assessment and treatment of the potential risks. Conduct a risk assessment to identify and assess information security risks. Develop and implement risk treatment plans to mitigate or manage identified risks. 4. Process documentation. Document each management phase right from the beginning to determine your information security policy towards risk mitigation. All documentation should be done under supervision of the management team. The documentation process allows you to make contingency planning for mitigating similar threats. 5. Implementation of the information security system. Implement all controls and measures that are outlined in your ISMS documentation. This may involve setting up new processes, updating existing ones, and ensuring that employees are trained on information security practices. Organize training, awareness campaigns, and workshops so that the competency level of your employees increases. 6. Internal audit. An internal audit plays a pivotal role in adding value to your entire certification process. The management team must conduct an internal audit assessment in two phases to assess and determine the effectiveness of its information security measures. Through an internal audit, the management team can recognize areas that require further improvement for data safety. Internal audit is a convenient and time-bound process for detecting and terminating any major flaws that exist in your current system. 7. Review of the management. Hold regular management reviews to evaluate the performance of your ISMS and determine if any adjustments or improvements are needed. 8. Determining certification body. Choose a certification body that will conduct Stage 1 and Stage 2 audits to ensure that they conform to this accreditation. 9. Certification decision. Based on the findings of your certification audit, the certification body will decide the next steps towards your ISO 27001 certification. To find professional support for meeting the requirements of an information security management system and conduct an internal audit, contact us at Compliance Help. We are a premium site for achieving any ISO certification in Australia. Our bespoke solutions for ISO and other global certifications are readily available to make a seemingly exhausting process of accreditation more comfortable and seamless. From basic consultation to audit and analysis, we will cover everything. Get our help in order to clear up any questions regarding the clauses of any management system standard you require.